I play Father Christmas or Santa on the Seven Valley Railway.
Any passengers with tickets to the 12:15, please can we ask that you make your way towards the ticket barrier, having your tickets ready for inspection.
The trains normally run from Kidderminster up to Arley. That's on the Seven Valley Railway. This year we're running the operation, the whole of the Santa Grottos are at Bewdley.
It goes in 3 minutes' time.
There's usually 350 people travel on each train.
Barrier, I'm down to my last eight seats. Last eight seats on the TSO at the front. Over.
And there's 13 trains a day. So it's a large operation for us. I think we run about the largest Santa Grottos and Santa trains in the country. This means to say that we don't have one grotto, obviously. We've got six grottos on at a time. Everybody meets at Kidderminster and they can get onto the train there. They come up. Then they come over off the train, over the bridge and onto the station yard. And there's a large tent which they go into, and there's usually another band up there playing. And they wait there until their turn comes to come into the grottos.
Straight through for Santa. This is the National Health Service. Oh, well. Usually gets a bigger laugh than that, but never mind.
We got it, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. 13 weeks to get an appointment with Santa, you know.
Yeah. Okay. About the same then.
Yes, that's it. You've got it.
The atmosphere, I find, is really nice. It perks everybody up. I think it's especially if you've got a bit of a frost. Everybody's got their hats on and their gloves on and the kiddies are running about. And it makes it as though Christmas is just round the corner.
Santa that way.
Thank you.
Oh, hello.
Who's come to see Santa? Who's come to see the train?
Wow, it's hard to sell, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. See Santa, Billy's come to see the train.
Oh, there we are. Always works out that way.
The things that they ask for is something you have to study on before Christmas. What I usually go do is go to Woolworths, Argus, big shops like that, and I get the catalogues so that I can look and in the papers and see what toys are the things, and just to make sure that when they ask for it, I know. I've been embarrassed a couple of times. I remember one time we had some children came in and Mum and Dad were there. And the little girl was at the front and she said, we want a baby. And, you know, I scratched my head a little bit and thought, well. And I said, well, that's up to Mummy and Daddy. And the little girl said, no, it's a doll baby. And, of course, I hadn't really looked then. It was when I was first doing it. And it made me laugh. But it was a little bit embarrassing because Mother looked at me enough to say, what's she on about? And at the other end, I've had some sad ones where children have asked for Mummy and Daddy to come back. They're in hospital and they're not very well, hoping that they'll be there for Christmas. And you can't always say the right thing then, but you have to say, well, we'll have to see what we can do. I'll have a word with the doctor. And then that sort of pushes that to one side then. And I remember one time we were short of presents, in actual fact, very short. And we'd gone to Bridge North and Kidderminster, raided the toy area, and it was Christmas Eve, and I had a family come in from America. And they came in, and the lad would be about seven, and a little girl was there, and he said, the little lad said, I would like a train for Christmas. Now, he'd never been into a grotto like ours at all. And we chatted on, and it was late on Christmas Eve. And I knew that in my box by the side of me with toys was one with a train in. But the instructions were, don't give it out unless you've got to. And I thought, no, that'll do well. So I dived into the box and rumbled around, and I found this present. I gave it to the little lad. I gave the little girl her present, and they went out. And the grandfather came back into the grotto a few minutes later, tears rolling down his face. And he said, you've made that little lad's Christmas. He wanted a train, and Santa has given him a train. I tend to stick to the same script all the time, because you've only got a limited time in which you can be with the children, or the children can be with you. But I usually start off with holding my hand out, so that as they come through the curtain, and I can say, hello, welcome to see Santa, what's your name?
Come on in. Hello, young man, hello. Hello. You could give me a little wave. Hello.
And by then they've either got me or they want to hide behind Mum and Dad.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, listen,
children. Which is Katie? You, Katie. I see. And you're Elizabeth. That's right. Now then, children, on Christmas night, I would like you to go to bed, please, and go straight to sleep. No peeping this year. It's all right, you smiling and laughing, but you peeped last year, didn't you, to see whether you could see Father Christmas?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did. I know all about it.
And you've got to break the ice with them quite often, because especially if they're small and they're 4 and 5 year old, they've perhaps never seen Santa before. I bring them in close to me then, and we have a little chat.
Now then. You think you could remember this year, please, to leave a carrot for my reindeers? And what else?
A mince pie for you.
Oh, a mince pie. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I come to your house last year, there was no mince pie. Because somebody had eaten it. Now, who do you think it was? Think it was Grandad? No? Think it was Daddy? Oh, dear. It was Daddy who ate it. Oh, because there was only a few crumbs on the plate, wasn't there? Yeah. Now, if you leave a drop of water for the reindeers, could you leave it outside, please? We don't want to make a mess, do we, in the kitchen. So if you put it outside, like we did last year, it'll be all right, OK?
Each child is different, so that when they come to meet Santa, you ask them what they would like for Christmas. I'd never say, what do you want for Christmas? I think that's wrong. But what would you like for Santa to bring you for Christmas? Now, some of the children have already got a list made out, and they will reel it off as though they've remembered it from day after day. Now, other children will come in and say, I don't know. And so I can say to them, then you would like surprises. Yes, please.
What sort of presents would you like me to bring you? Something special. Could I have a look in my sack and see what I've got?
Okay.
Right. A bike, perhaps?
That's what I wanted.
A bike? And what else?
I can't remember.
You can't remember. You put it all down on your list. Is that right? You put it all on your list. And what was it you would like? Come on, you're going to tell me. A Barbie girl, see? And I know what you want, young man. Don't I? You want some cars.
Cars,
is that right?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Two.
Two, see? You've been practicing that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Two. What I want to know, have you enjoyed your trip on the train?
Yes.
Okay. Now, thank you all very much for coming to see me. And I've got some special presents now, haven't I?
I did.
Thank you very much for coming to see me. There's one for you.
Thank you.
And there's a present for you. Thank you. And I'm sure I've got a little special present for you.
Oh. What'd you say?
Thank you for the Christmas. That is very good of you. Okay, thank you very much. And enjoy your trip on the train, won't you? And I will come and see you on Christmas Eve. And we will see what we can do about all these special presents, shan't we? Can I leave them under the Christmas tree?
No.
No? Where can I leave them?
How about you put them in the stockings? Well, on our doors.
Oh, in the stockings. All right, I'll see what I can do. Have a nice Christmas each. And thank you all very much for coming to see me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the Christmas.
Cheers. Hola, Chris.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, John. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Okay then. Cheers. Have a nice Christmas each.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right.
Bye bye.
Our kids mistake today. Occasionally. I used to travel back from Arley back to Kidderminster on the train after doing a morning's or an afternoon's turn. And the bedlam that is on the train, kiddies are so excited that they've been and seen Santa and they've got their present or a present. Quite often they've got them out and they're on the table there and Mum and Dad are trying to sort of have perhaps a snack and or a drink that is being served on the train. And, it's an atmosphere that you can't really describe. And, of course, I have to be very careful. I have to make sure all the makeup's taken off. And I've gone on sometimes and I've got very white eyebrows and I've still got the rosy cheeks and the little red nose. And people have said, "Did you play Santa?" But sometimes you see the children that you've just seen and you can just relate to them and say, "Now don't forget you've got to keep your bedroom tidy." And they look and they say, "What's he know about it?" But that's one of the things that I like on the way back especially. You leave and you've put your coat away and you've put your trousers away and you say to Doy or John in the grotto, "See you next weekend." "Okay, thank you very much for what you've done." They appreciate it as much as anybody, but it's the feeling of satisfaction that no matter what happens, you've done your best. And I can honestly say that I've never been disappointed. Other people will say to me, "Have you been playing Father Christmas this weekend?" "Yes, yeah." "Been all right?" "Oh yeah, having a smashing time." Which it is. It's my Christmas. My Christmas.
Christmas time with John Guest and the staff and visitors of the Severn Valley Railway. The producer in Birmingham was Rosie Bolton.